Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Hump Day Wednesday. Happy Matters of the Heart Wednesday. This is Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, and I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. So thank you for not missing a little time with me, if not the entire time with me. Well, the episode this morning will be abbreviated. Instead of 90 minutes, it will be a 45-minute episode. But I do appreciate you for spending time with me. So we're going to zoom into talking all entertainment and lifestyle news plus matters of the heart news also. And today's question is, does bra size matter? And we can look at that question from different angles. I mean, does it matter to women, to us? It most definitely, it matters to us, I mean, from us, those of us with no chest, to those of us that wear, you know, I guess whatever the sizes are, 44L, double L, so whatever. I mean, it does matter, just like our entire body matters to us. Some people might say, well, no, it doesn't matter. I mean, but it does. I mean, just basically, it being Breast Cancer Awareness Month, basically it matters when it comes to health and also to most of our appearance and image. Also, we like our clothes to fit right and certain things, just like other parts of our body can be distracting, you know, from from our middle sections, our behinds and everything. But we can look at it from different angles, from our own female perspective, from guy perspective. Guys that are boob guys, it does matter. It might be guys that prefer smaller boobs. It might be guys that prefer just average size boobs, or guys who prefer humongous boobs. Apparently, bra size does matter because the plastic surgery industry is doing very well. And also, you all know my background is in beauty and fashion and in sales and marketing. And the beauty industry is a billion-dollar industry, and our chest and our breasts are an extension of our face. And so there are beauty products not only for our face, but for us to maintain our breasts also. I mean, we see information on the news, infomercials all the time regarding that. I'm just talking improv now. But really, my screen, okay, finally, my screen was like not showing anything. I mean, nothing. And now things are coming up now. But so we can go from that perspective. And also, we're going to be talking about the proper way of shopping for a bra. And that's something that I've been seeing a lot on morning shows, especially. Are we buying the correct sizes for bras? In our bras. But so we're going to cover the different perspectives of does bra size matter. And you guys who aren't our boob guys, I guess you could call in and share your perspective regarding the size matter. And also fellow females and all those in between, you also can discuss your take on does bra size matter. And ironically, we're on the subject, Reg Ruffneck has hooked up with one of our childhood friends. And this childhood friend of ours also lives in Dallas. And it was funny when Ridge told me he had connected with him because they were going to call in and surprise me, I guess, on Saturday night if I had broadcast. And hopefully this friend can join us on Friday when Reggie joins me during the sports edition of Cut the Shock and the Ten Reports, because this particular friend is a former NFL player. He used to play for the Denver Broncos. And all of us are proud of him. And but back to my point I was trying to make. When we were, I wasn't a girly girl, but I was in a tomboy too, obviously. And I used to love wearing tank tops, like I do now. But you know, I got to work on my midsection before you all really see me out in public. But I always loved tank tops ever since I was a little girl, and I love tank tops now. But this particular friend always was concerned about when I became a woman, if my boobs were going to grow and be even. He's always a tickle me. And so I can't wait to talk with him because he was with Reggie last night, I guess, and they left me a message and so on. So he would definitely be great on the show. So, he'd be concerned because he was like, wow, I'm just concerned about if you're going to properly develop. Because my sister used to tease me all the time, too. And, I used to love reading my sister's Playgirl magazines and Cosmopolitan and my sister, Cosmopolitan mags. And my sister used to, like, the articles we would talk about where women would have to get boob size jobs to get their breasts even out. My sister used to be concerned. But finally, in, like, my mid-30s, I'm 44 now, like, in my early to mid-30s, my boobs finally start blossoming, believe it or not. for the longest, I wore like 34B or C, 34 B's and C's. But now I'm exactly what I always really wanted to be as a little girl. And even with my weight loss, my boobs would stay the same because my boobs grew before I gained the extra pounds. And so now I'm like a 38C. So my thing is tighten my waist and then it's on in me. You know, and that's dealing with body image and how I feel on the inside. But number one is the health of one's breath. And also I think it's important how your clothes fit and how you feel. Just like last week we were talking about the size matter when it comes to guys. You know, with women, it's the same thing. Sometimes we want more. Sometimes we want to get reductions. You know, we hear Queen Latifah talk about it all the time. The reason why she got breast reductions, because you know it was painful, to, like to her back and in other situations. And we hear that from others. Because I know growing up, I had friends that I believe had breast reductions and so on, and or wanted breast reductions. And you know, I was the opposite. I was like, okay, if something doesn't happen to my boobs, I'm going to have to get a boob job. But thankfully, I didn't have to do that. They naturally grew. But I am looking. Okay, I was trying to get my my screen. Excuse me, that was Austin Brown. I was trying to get my switchboard to X, right? And I think it's coming to life. So because of you calling, I want to be able to get your see your number. Okay, I'm going to enter my chat room. If today is your birthday, happy birthday to you. So I'm going to be announcing talk about celebrity birthdays and so on. And also, the American Music Award nominees have been announced also. Rihanna and Justin Bieber are like on the top of the list of nominations. And I have tweeted and posted on Facebook the entire list, courtesy of the blog site Hollywood Life. I love Hollywood Life. They keep me up to date and informed. Breaking news, just like TMZ. You know, you find out what websites and journalists are very reputable and on point when it comes to exclusive news. And TMZ and Hollywood Life and Madame Noir, those are just a few that are. Perez Hilton, those are a few that are really up on their stuff. But since the Austin Brown song kicked off a little bit, I'll go ahead and play it in its entirety, and then we'll come back and talk about does Bronze Size Matter? I'm in the chat room also, and also two Americans just received the Nobel Peace Prize. Also, I had received different alerts from different news media outlets, locally WAPT and other networks outside WDSU, and I think KCRA mentioning that two Americans have won the Nobel Peace Prize in chemistry. But here's Austin Brown, and we're going to talk about boobs, tatas, breasts after this, and also celebrity birthdays and today in history. awesome, very awesome. That's Fink Willis's rendition, remix of Purple Rain. That is a SoundCloud friend of mine that I follow, and that was different, but it was very awesome, was it not? Purple Rain remix, Fink Willis on SoundCloud.com. Awesome, awesome, awesome. And you all remember, how can you forget if you're listening to this show, huh, that Prince is scheduled to be on a Jimmy Kimmel Live show on October the 11th. That's tomorrow night. So, I will be broadcasting a special Thursday edition of Terrific Thursday at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. It's more like the weekend edition show that I missed broadcasting this past Saturday. We'll be talking entertainment lifestyle news and profiling Jackson, Mississippi native, where I am, and media mogul Robert W. Pittman. He was the head of programming of MTV for many, many years. He was the creator of MTV, and he was a native of Jackson. He's a native of Jackson, Mississippi. He was born in Jackson, but grew up in Brookhaven, but he began his career in radio right here in Jackson. Matter of fact, I do not live, I live walking distance to the radio that he began his radio and media career in. And really, he wanted flying lessons. That's how it all started. He wanted a gig, some money to make, to earn for flying lessons. And look what happened. I know he's a big, big success story. So we'll be profiling him. On Saturday, it'll be Bob Pittman. I'm Bob Johnson, founder of BET, who's also a Mississippi native, but he's a native of a small town called Hickory, Mississippi. So we'll be profiling him and playing awesome music and talking entertainment, lifestyle news. But Prince will be on Jimmy Kimmel Live. And you all guys know, 10 o'clock, that's after the VP debate. So, of course, it's going to be a fun, informative show, and we will be talking about the debate, the VP debate. So you all please feel free to call in. You can call in now, but most definitely feel free to call in tomorrow night when Terrific Thursday Special Edition Cut a Shock Entertainment Reports broadcast at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. So my friends in the U.K., that means it'll be about like 4-ish, 3:30, 4 o'clock over in the U.K. So that will be the time. So we'll be a morning show for you all tomorrow night. But thank you and appreciate your support and your love and everything. So I guess we need to get to it. Hello to those of you in the chat room and listening via phone, online. And I appreciate those of you that listen to the archive shows also when the show is not broadcasting live. As you know, you can log in anytime, 24/7. And we're like Walmart Crystals. We're open 24/7. You can log in and listen when we're not broadcasting live also. So big shout-out to the BTR community, the staffers, and my fellow hosts and producers here on Blog Talk Radio. Enjoyed yesterday's training. We have training classes. And I enjoyed our online class yesterday. A fellow host who's only been hosting a show, Snowbiz Now, for only a few months, and he has an amazing listenership. So he was sharing tips regarding the success of his show. And I really enjoy that show. And I have a lot of favorite BTR shows, which you all know, like Ebony Empress, and which I guess today might be like her last day in the U.S. She's been broadcasting her show from here because she's been vacationing in Miami. So I think she'll be returning back to the U.K., I think today, because I think she'll be broadcasting from the U.K. on tomorrow. But that's just amazing. But I was talking about Prince. What I want to say is 2013, who's with me? Y'all got to be with me. We got to nominate Prince to receive his star. His Hollywood Walk of Fame star. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame back in 2004. So we talk, but it's time for us to walk the talk, you know. And 2013, who's with me in getting Prince nominated? Usually the deadline is the end of May, you know, before the board meets and to suggest who will receive stars. Number one, the celebrity must agree to be present when he or she is presented. same star. So we have to send, you know, fill out the nomination forms, submit the forms to the Walk of Fame committee, you know, to the office. But number one, most importantly, need to get Prince's signature that he will agree to be present. And, you know, I've mentioned this to him in correspondence in past years that, hey, it's time for you to get your star. He knows this. you know, so it is. It's like it's time for Kiss to get inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Duh. That is so weird that they're not inducted in the Hollywood, not the Hollywood, in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Is that not? And speaking of Kiss, they're going to be on Good Morning America on Thursday morning. So, you know, Thursday's going to be like an exciting day for those of us who love Kiss and Prince and into watching the vice president debate and also tuning into the terrific Thursday special edition that will be broadcasting at 10 o'clock, you know. So let's go ahead and talk about this Broad Sides Matter and also birthdays and so on, but not before this PSA. Thank you again.
My name is Janet Nolan. I'm Assistant Vice President of Policy and Advocacy for the American Lung Association. And I want to tell you about what you can do and what we need to do as a nation to help fight for cleaner air. We as a nation need to cut emissions, that is, pollution coming from big polluters like coal-fired power plants and ocean-going vessels. We need to fix old, dirty diesel engines to make them run cleaner. We need to strengthen the standards for ozone and for particle pollution to better protect our health. And we need to improve our decaying infrastructure of air monitors, because that's how we find out whether we have pollution problems and when we're cleaning them up. And finally, most of all, we as a nation must enforce the laws that help us improve our air. Now, to find out how your community is working with clean air, how the air in your community ranks, go to the American Lung Association State of the Air report on our website at www.lungusa.org. That's LUNGUSA.org. On that website, you can type in your zip code and find out the grade that your community gets for air pollution. While you're there, you can join our advocacy team. On our website, you can sign up for our e-advocacy to get involved and send messages to members of Congress and to the administration to urge them to take action to protect the air we all breathe.
Yes, because clean air is so important. It is important. So many lives are lost. I did not realize that until recently. I knew lives are lost. Ever since I was a girl, I've known the importance of clean air and how detrimental air pollution is and how bad it is to be a litter bug. But it's serious business regarding air pollution. And, you know, some people, you know, don't believe in living green or green energy. But we need to do our best to preserve our clean air and to make the, you know, just to preserve, just to make it easier for all of us. And also, it's more beautiful if the air is not filled with air pollution and stuff like that. You know, when I was at the Power of Pink Breast Awareness event a little less than 2 weeks ago, I and a couple of nurses, medical professionals, were talking to, at the area where I had my heart rate taken, and we were talking about air pollution, and they had information from the American Lung Association, and I was telling them that I play a PSA during my internet show, and it really, I'm like, I'm just amazed at how many deaths occur yearly due to air pollution and stuff like that. So, you know, we talked on and on about the importance of air pollution and importance of having a clean house too, and you all know I'm always cleaning, always cutting clutter, and I have really been cleaning, because it's very important to breathe cleanness, and all of us know that, you know. But, you know, that's one of the top shows that people love, the episodes when we talk about shopping and we talk about cleaning. so that's real important to have clean air, period, you know, to breathe clean air. But I'm looking at an article that was really published like around this time last year, and it was written by Andre Cross at Ask Men contributor. I love that magazine. You guys have some good magazines. But it was written like right before Jennifer Simpson, around this time last year. So, you know, Jennifer Simpson was preparing to get married in November before she became pregnant. And I think they're supposed to be getting married in December, right? This year, I think the 12th. Last year was going to be 11-11-11. But this article reads, most women spend their lives worrying that their breasts are too small, which explains why breast augmentation is a far more common procedure than breast reduction. If Jessica Simmons is bent on making her second marriage work, this may not be the best way to go about it. The actress, singer, fashion designer is said to be considering a breast reduction just months before her November 11th wedding. Now, this article was published around this time last year. Men have always been attracted to large breasts, and her husband-to-be, former NFL player Eric Johnson, is probably no different. Simpson, who has always had a love-hate relationship with her DD mammaries, is said to be concerned about fitting into her wedding dress and feels that a breast reduction may significantly help her look better on the big day. But what about poor Eric? Most women spend their lives worrying that their breasts are too small, which explains why breast augmentation is a far more common procedure than breast reduction. And most men spend their lives looking for a woman who's as stacked as Simpson. At least that's the stereotype we have to live with. So what is the reality? Are all men attracted to women with big breasts, or do flat-chested women also have a shot at love? Will Johnson mind that the woman he's set to spend the rest of his life with is speaking the unthinkable? Let's take a closer look and examine the question. Does breast size matter? Single or not, men are attracted to a woman's general appearance. But unfortunately for women, especially those with mosquito bite-sized breasts, they put that in parentheses, breast size does matter to most men. Now, some women might disagree with me. To them, I have only one question. Does the penis size matter? The answer is yes. And that was the subject matter last Wednesday, remember? Belinda Bostic and I, and even my Facebook friend Leonard called in. I don't know. Belinda and I, we had a very interesting talk regarding does penis size matter. Men are aroused by the size of a woman's breast the same way women are aroused by the size of a man's penis. Fortunately for women, this infatuation for large breasts depends on the man's current relationship status. The single men tend to appreciate, salivate over, it's more like it, large breasts, especially true when they're around their friends. Of course, with a room full of testosterone, you know the breast size matter. Even if a man doesn't agree, his friends will convince him by the end of the night that it does. There is an unwritten law among friends that we don't let each other doubt the breast size is important. And so I'm pausing, because I'm going to the next page. And again, happy birthday. Today's your birthday. Hump day, Wednesday. Matters of the heart. And if you're at the fair today, come by and say hi to me at the Mississippi Republican Party vendor booth in the Mississippi State, in the Mississippi Trademark. It's amazing vendors there and a car exhibit. And I and Diane Collins, I think she's going to, this is who I'll be working with today. Because really I was only going to work Thursday and Friday, but I'll be there today. So if you're at the fair or there during lunchtime, come say hi and talk a little politics. Inside, we know what we really want, a pair of nicely shaped and reasonably sized breasts. That's what's at the top of the thing. I guess that's you guys talking. Or maybe some of us women think like that too. The cat whip man. Whoa. My page skipped on me. This is a very interesting article. And the show has about 6 more minutes. So. Come on, my beautiful My Touch from T-Mobile. Okay, here we come. Coming. Okay. My page had closed up on me. I know you all don't even know all that, huh? But you're probably saying, well, hurry up and stop wasting time. I need to open my page back up. Okay. That's why I like old-fashioned pen and paper. Just take old-fashioned notes and done with. It could lose interest. Oh, my goodness. It's opening up. I'll go ahead and play a PSA while it's opening up so you won't be bored.
Soon this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. First, she'll crawl. Then take her first baby steps. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school. I'll be watching her run down a soccer field. Staying up all night waiting for her to get home from her first date. Wincing when she steps on the gas pedal and then the brakes. Beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma. Or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Gather your family, friends, and co-workers and join March for Babies to help make her steps possible. Start your team today at marchforbabies.com.
This is Janice Nolan with the American Lung Association. I am Assistant Vice President for National Policy and Advocacy, and I'm here to talk about our report, State of the Air. In State of the Air, we look at the impacts of two of the most widespread air pollutants in the country, ozone and particle pollution. Ozone is a molecule of three oxygen atoms. It's the most widespread air pollutant that there is in the nation. Ozone isn't emitted directly, but it comes when we burn fossil fuels and produce things like volatile organic compounds and nitrogen oxide. Both of those, when they get into the atmosphere and in the presence of sunlight and heat, react chemically in the atmosphere to create ozone. So ozone often shows up at its highest place, far away from where the raw ingredients are made. Ozone irritates your lungs, leaving them with something like a bad sunburn. It can cause health problems the day you breathe it in, or even days afterwards. Particle pollution is a different chemical altogether. In fact, particle pollution is a mixture of mixtures. It is a noxious mix of microscopic bits of soot and ash, exhaust, chemicals, metals, and aerosols. Particles are the most dangerous and deadly of the outdoor air pollutants that are widespread in America. Particles that we're looking at are so tiny they're impossible to see. We compare them to the diameter of a human hair. The diameter of a human hair is 70 microns. The particles we're talking about are no bigger than 1/7 the diameter of your hair. And the smallest ones we're looking at are actually no bigger than 1/30 the diameter of the human hair. Particle levels can spike dangerously for hours to weeks on end, or reach high levels day in and day out for most of the year. We look at these in both ways because the impacts, either for high spikes or for lower levels at day in and day out, can be very deadly. The science is clear. Particle pollution can kill. Breathing it can lead to heart attacks, asthma attacks, and strokes, and it can affect how your children's lungs grow and develop. Particle pollution may be even more deadly than we previously thought. Recently, California experts tripled their estimate of the number of people that particle pollution kills each year in California. And that number is roughly 18,000, the equivalent of a small city.
Wow. That is something each time I hear that. Okay, here we go. The article continues. In fact, we know that we really want a pair of nicely shaped and reasonably sized breasts. The catwhip man, how do I know when men are catwhipped? Because these are the same men who prioritized the whole big breast search while they were single. Now all I hear from them is that breast size doesn't matter, as long as you care for the person. Hear the whip? The funny thing is, when he breaks up with his girlfriend, poof, the big breasts matter again. You see what hanging out with a woman for too long does to a man. That is why a non-single guy should go out with his buddies more often. His friends keep him grounded. The secret rules. Seriously, most men pretend to care more about women's breast size around their friends than they really do. But in reality, deep inside, they really don't care. Most of the time, men joke around more than anything. Inside, we know what we really want, a pair of nicely shaped and reasonable-sized breasts. Well, I believe women want what you guys want, a nicely shaped and reasonably-sized breast, you know, especially nicely shaped. Two rules. Yes, I like big breasts, but I like small breasts as well, the writer says. I have never encountered a breast that I didn't like. There are only two things I require from a woman's breast: nipples and accessibility. I don't care if her breasts are small or the woman's breasts meet. These two requirements, I'm on hers. You see, in a relationship, especially a serious one, breast size doesn't matter at all. I can't believe I'm writing this, but it's true. That's what the writer says. Once a woman has a guy who loves her for who she is, she has no reason to worry about her breast size, so she can forget about breast implants. But a lot of guys pay for and invest in women getting breast implants. I know this because I know guys that have done this who pay for breast implants or gave gifts to their women, their girlfriends, their wives, because maybe the girlfriend or wife wanted breast implants too. So guys will invest and pay for boob jobs. I know this. So some guys do want boob jobs. If a man can appreciate a woman for what she has to offer, believe me, he won't respect the rest of her either. A woman should never get breast implants to please a man. She'll be doing it for all the wrong reasons. If she does want implants, I hope that she'll be getting them for herself and no one else. A little advice to the women who do want breast implants: don't spend your money on them. You can always find a sucker out there who will happily pay for them. See, that's my point. Yeah. So I guess that's the conclusion of that article right there. But that's from the guy's perspective, and that was from SMN.com. So, wow. So we'll talk about, it's time to conclude the show, but I want to talk about the importance of, what is bra size, how it matters to us, and also shopping for new bras. You know, yesterday I said I realized I need to shop for sports bras since now I'm back working out in the gym. You know, it's like, okay, 38 C's need to be under a little bit more control. But let's see, it's birthdays, so I want to talk about the history, what's going on in the history of today. And you all check out that list of the American Music Awards nominees also. I have it on my Facebook and on Twitter, and you can check it out. And also it's at HollywoodLife.com. They released the list. Deadline.com probably had released it too, but as of the show, I had not received their email. But HollywoodLife.com has the entire list. Justin Bieber and Rihanna are at the top of the list also. So, American Music Award, Dick Clark Production, is always an amazing. Amazing. I always love watching American Music Awards. The Grammys, too, but American Music Awards. Wow, wow, wow. That really, like, kicks off the fall winter award season, right? Because the Grammys are, like, early spring, and the Music Awards are usually, like, November. So, I don't know why my Today in History does not want to come up. I will get it. I was on Facebook looking at it, so I have to head to my email. But I like to go ahead and post stuff and go ahead and so you all can check it out, and I can share with you. Today is Dale Earnhardt's birthday. Dale Earnhardt Jr. turns 38 years old today. Boy, he was really pissed Sunday. You all see with all those cars that wrecked right at the end of the race? And, I mean, he was like, man. But happy birthday. Happy birthday to Peter Coyote, actress, 71. John Prine, rock and country singer, 66. Ben Vereen, actor, dancer, at 66. Nora Roberts, Arthur, at 62. Tanya Tucker, country singer, 54. Julia Sweeney, actress, comedian, Saturday Night Live, is 53. Bradley Whitford, actor, The West Wing, is 53. Rebecca Pigeon, actress, is 47. Brett Favre, Mississippi. And, you know, Brett lives in Mississippi. He's in, he's always lived in Mississippi. Brett is a high school coach now. And but today is his birthday, and he's 43. So happy birthday to Brett Favre. Mario Lopez is 39. Maya is 33. She's only 33. Wow. Dan Stevens, actor, Downtown Abbey, is 30. Troy Tulowitzki, baseball player, 28. Amy T. Garden, actress, Friday Night Lights, 23. Rock singer, David Lee Roth, the Jump candidate, Van Halen, he turns 58 today. And so happy birthday to all the celebs and all of you who are celebrating birthdays today. And today in history, in 1993, Vice President Spiro T. Agnew pleaded no contest to one count of federal income tax evasion and resigned. Now, those taxes are important now. In 1845, on this day, the U.S. Naval Academy opened in Annapolis, Maryland. And in 1886, the tuxedo dinner jacket made its American debut at the Autumn Ball in Tuxedo Park, New York. Wow. I like that kind of history. In 1886, the tuxedo dinner jacket made its American debut at the Autumn Ball in Tuxedo Park, New York. Wow. In 1964, the 18th Summer Olympic Games opened in Tokyo. 1966, 2 years before I was born, the Beach Boys released the single Good Vibrations. In 70, Fiji became independent after nearly a century of British rule. In 79, Hockey Hall of Famer Wayne Gretzky made his NHL debut with the Edmonton Oilers. And a few other good things happened. 2005, Angela Merkel became Germany's first female chancellor and its first leader from the former Communist East. And also in 08, Connecticut Supreme Court ruled that gay couples have the right to marry. And congratulations to one of my favorite media personalities, Sam Champion. You know, he's engaged to a handsome gentleman. So congratulations to him also. I love my morning talk shows, and he's one of my favorite meteorologists. And he has so much personality, and looked like he and his fiance will have a happy life together. So congratulations. Speaking of the rights for gays to marry. I just want to say that anybody who knows me knows that I am a proponent of the lesbian, bi, gay, transsexual community. I don't know what I would do without my friends in the community. Okay, so I'm going to play one more song, and we'll come back and talk about more of a female perspective or a general perspective regarding does breast size matter. So some of my songs that I play are very long, and so I do not want to play a song that is too lengthy. Wait a second, that one is too lengthy. That's Prince. Here's a shorter one by Prince. Something in the Water.
Tell me I got great legs to figure out why you make me bad. Does not compute. does not compute. You think you're special, well, so do I. Why do special women make me cry? Does not compute, sugar. Does not compute. Must be something in the water they drink. It's been the same with every girl I've had. Must be something in the water they drink. Why else would a woman want to treat a man so badly? Some people think I'm kind of smart. Why must a brother stop at you before he starts? Do not compute. Yeah. Do not compute. Some people think I'm kind of cute. What's your problem? It does not compute. It does not compute. Oh, 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 yeah, yeah. Must be something in the water that you is gonna see the girl I've had. Must be something in the water that you. Why else would a woman want to treat a man? Her name is Cassandra, and she plays like this.
Okay, I'm checking out, and I want to share with you this about what bra size means. Lingerie.about.com. And this helps with women and with you guys when you're shopping for lingerie for your the ladies in your life, for your woman, for your girlfriend. And this is by Marie Redden, and it's from about.com. And it's what bra size means, you know, because sometimes it's all about the sexiness and how we look in lingerie and in bras and panties and so on. And also Belinda Bostic, she sells lingerie at her former parties by BelindaBostic.com website also. You heard her talking about how important it is. And, you know, we all know this. What bra size mean? You may be surprised to find out how much you don't know about your bra size. A bra size is a combination of a number and a letter, are letters which represent a bra's band and cup sizes. But there are some misconceptions and confusion about what bra sizes mean. How well do you understand yours, and why do you need to? Understanding bra sizes and how they relate to fit is the first step to finding bras that fit and flatter your body perfectly. Sometimes that's all that we need, you know, to really talk about does bra size really matter, is in making sure that we're wearing the right size. I always hear that many of us are not wearing the right sizes, and that helps to wear the right size, helps us feel good and helps our form, and also allows our perception from others, you know, to seem more attractive also. Band sizes. Band sizes typically range from 32 to 40 inches. If the lingerie brand is American, certain brands would go up to size 44. A specialty brand that designs bras for full-figured or plus-size women would typically carry up to size 52. Cup sizes are alphabetical, A through D. Some brands offer cup sizes that are smaller than an A,
such as AA or even AAA. These are often great options for preteen looking for first bras, and those are usually called training bras. That's me saying, talking. After size D, many American brands carry D, double D, and triple D cup sizes. Many brands for full-figured women will also carry the next cup size after triple D, which is named DDDD, E, or F, depending on the brand. The specialty brands that make larger cup sizes typically carry this size range, F, double F, G, double G, H, double H, J, double J, and K. How band size relates to cup size. It's a common misconception to think that all B cups or any letter are the same size. They're not. A bra's cup size is relative to its band size. This means that in order to determine the actual size of a bra cup, the band size should be taken into consideration. Understanding how band size related to cup size will help you to choose the right size to try on. Here's an example. Bras that are sizes 32B and 34B have different cup sizes, even though the letters are the same. Bras that are sizes 34B and 32C will have the same or very similar cup sizes, even though the letters are different. Going down one band size but up one cup size will ensure that the cup sizes actually stay the same, and they will have a similar fit even though the letter size are different. The reverse is also true. Go up a band size and down a cup size, and the cup sizes will stay the same. The one-inch rule. Remember, which bra cups are similar in size may be slightly confusing to grasp at first, but the difference in cup size from one letter to the next couldn't be any simpler. Always 1 inch. This rule only applies when the band size is the same. So consecutive cup sizes are always 1 inch apart. It doesn't matter if you're comparing a 32A with a 32B or a 36C and a 36D. The difference between both sets of consecutive cup sizes is the same, 1 inch. Always remember, every bra is constructed differently with different fabrics, so no one will ever fit exactly the same, no matter what the number on the tag says. In fact, your bra size should change depending on the style and brand. Once you know how to tell when your bra fits correctly, you'll be on your way to looking better in all clothes. And then there's more articles about 6 ways to tell if your bra fits, what bra size means, the one we were just talking about, why all bras should be different sizes, and then there's like celebrity articles, celebs showing undies, stylish or not, Lady Gaga's most daring lingerie, Madonna's iconic lingerie looks, and then there's articles regarding the colors and styles that we all love, like my favorite black lace lingerie. That's what I love. Black and purple and colors like that. Fabulous high waist bands, top 10 comfortable thongs, related articles with getting a good fit and how to find a bra that fits better and why it matters, and an interview with Simply Yours. But I think this is a very brief and to the point and informative article, good for women and good for men and everyone in between to know about regarding bra sizes. So sometimes, you know, you guys like to surprise your ladies with lingerie, so it's good to know this information. And we women, we need to know. We think we know, but a lot of times we need to know also. And when visiting the lingerie department, just, you know, talk with that expert in the lingerie department and we find out, right? I know that's right. But I really thank you all for tuning in. And the discussion was continue on about the size matter in different topics, you know. And there are people out there that are butt people, women out there that are butt people, you know, because I like nice, firm butts. And, you know, we can talk about butts in the near future and you know, air people and so on. But next Wednesday, you know, I guess we'll talk about just different things, and I want you to call in and talk about your thoughts regarding love and relationships and dating and divorce and keeping the spice alive. And it's the fall and holiday season. You know, how will you be spending it, single or not single? How will you be enjoying the end of this year? You know, with fall and winter and the holiday season and with a new year not far away. So let's just talk and you all chat and call in and let's just have a good time talking about matters of the heart. And I know sometimes it can really get serious, and we won't shy away from that also, okay? But I really thank you, and don't miss the show tomorrow. We'll be broadcasting again at 5:30 a.m. for Terrific Thursday. Well, not at 5:30, tomorrow night at 10 p.m. for Terrific Thursday Special Edition. And then Friday we'll be talking sports. And then Saturday night, the show will broadcast on Saturday night at 9 o'clock. So, again, I thank you. Your support and your love is always appreciated. And I thank you. Follow me on Pinterest. I just got an email also from Mark. We had an awesome webcast last night. Big shout-out to Regional Sales Manager Kelly Gaynor and Tiffany Tota and my Mark mentor, Whitney Dennis, and everybody in the Mark community. We had an awesome webcast last night. You can visit my e-boutique at mymarkstore.com/Bethany Williams. And also, we have Mark has a Pinterest page, but then there's a new Pinterest page. I just received an email regarding the Empowerment Foundation, which is very important to me. Go ahead and check out our Pinterest page, and I'll talk more about it on tomorrow. But check it out. Visit the website, and you'll see information also. And Mark Empowerment Foundation is managed by the Avon Foundation, because you know Mark is a brand of Avon, and the beautiful actress Ashley Green is Mark's brand ambassador. So I look forward to looking at, networking with you, and if you come to the fair today, remember, come say hi to those of us volunteering at the Mississippi Republican Party vendor booth in the Mississippi Trademark Building. Also, I'll be there during the early part, during the lunch hours. So today, tomorrow, and Saturday. So if you're at the fair and you think, oh, my God, I better go look at go to the vending area and say hi to me. I even need to go network and check out the other vendors. They have some awesome goodies. I mean, last time I volunteered, last Thursday, I mean, people were collecting all kind of fun stuff and good information from the different vendors and checking out those awesome cars that were on exhibit also. And I need to get a closer look at those automobiles. But again, thank you. Thank you to my friend in the chat room. And thank you to those of you listening and those of you that share your constructive criticism and feedback. Really do appreciate you. And you've been listening to Matters of the Heart Wednesday, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. And we could talk more, but I have to cut the show a little short. But we really ran over time, so we pretty much running the regular time schedule. But have to go. Thank you again for listening. Thank you. thank you. You've been listening to Matters of the Heart, Wednesday, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True, and you can follow me at Pinterest.com, Culture Shock, K-U-L-T-R-E-S-H-O-K, B-E-T-H, and also at Tumblr at K-U-L-T-R-E-S-H-O-K-E-N-T-B-E-T-H.tumblr.com. And also here at my profile, you can be connected to my Facebook page, my YouTube channel, and also my Twitter accounts. So I look forward to effectively networking with you more. And God bless you. And remember, you are appreciated, and God loves you and yours.